So I don't really have time to write anything post-game because I'm headed to a certain baseball game between two teams that seem to raise a fair amount of passion from their fans that they're playing in the playoffs 7 miles from my house. So I just came out here on the back porch with Lucy, of course, my dog, because when I record these at home, you know, she hangs out with me. So so these are post-game thoughts. Honestly, I feel pretty good. Maybe this is like, I don't know, Missouri in 2010, like we lost and I feel okay about it. We fought. That's all I care about. Like, I'm an Illinois fan. You are an Illinois fan. We know this experience. This experience is not the Georgia experience. This experience is not the Texas experience, or even the Arizona State experience, or the Boston College experience. Probably the only college football program that knows our experience is maybe Virginia. I've always thought of them as our brother in orange and blue, that they can, you know, seemingly have that year and then fall apart and then know it's going to happen and know, you know what, it's never going to happen. So maybe a Virginia fan can understand this experience, but our experience is unique because we've been to two BCS bowls, but we've also have more, we own the most zero-win Big Ten seasons the last 15 years. And in those last 15 years, we won, or we went to two BCS bowls. So we have this high and low experience, and this is it ever going to happen? I don't think it's ever going to happen experience. And right now, we're in a state of flux. We're in limbo. We don't know who the coach will be on December 1st. We have an interim staff that's coaching out the season. And it's a little difficult to figure out, you know, what we should be feeling during games. And I've talked about it as a freebie season. Like, yeah, I mean, like, that third down and one with Gmo throwing an interception, I mean, that was maddening, right? I mean, that was maddening. But that coordinator isn't going to be calling plays in 7 games, so, like, I could get mad, and but it doesn't seem to lead anywhere. Like, it doesn't, like, there's no, like, oh, he needs to pay for that. Well, he's already paid for that. That's the decision has, you know, that's, we know what's going to happen. So, given that, this season to me is just all about the players. It's all about, hey, what are these guys? What's our chance for the future? What can we show the new coach about what this team contains and what he's taking over? And I think today was pretty good because, one, the juniors really showed out. This was a junior day. Besides Gmo, who's a senior, this was about Lunt. This was about an offensive line where the juniors like Joe Spencer and Austin Schmidt and sophomore Christian Delaro really played well against a decent defensive line from Iowa. And on defense, Smoot, a junior, Chunky, look at him, a junior. TJ Neal had that one great junior. You know, next year's defensive line, you saw a ton today, which was Smoot goes over to the strong side, and you've got Smoot, Chunky, Bain, and Carroll Phillips on the weak side. Whatever scheme we run, that's our defensive line next year. I feel good about every game next year right now because at the point of attack, our defense will not get beat. Like, we will have a solid defensive line next year, and that will keep us in most every game, which, I mean, what's our experience, right? We've been out of every game. Like last year, Nebraska, over by, what were we? 7 minutes in, we knew it was over. Last year, Ohio State, Washington, Wisconsin. Well, we kind of came back, kind of a fake rally there. But, like, all of these games, Iowa last year. You know, Iowa, we couldn't win at the point of attack, and they just ran and ran and ran. They still ran today, but we fought back. And we got the ball with, what, 3 minutes left and a chance to go down and score the winning touchdown. That's all I care about. I like that. Covered the spread. Fought. Competed. Had a couple things go, you know, I feel awful for Keyshawn Vaughn. You know, God bless that kid. I know that that feeling just has to be sickening, that on that whole sideline after Iowa had to kick the field goal, you know, everybody was saying, just like last week, y'all, here we go. We're going to go the length of the field. We're going to score the winning touchdown, and we're going to do it again. And then to fumble the first play, it's just – it's heartbreaking. You know, it's just – you know, what can you do? Freshmen are going to do that, and it just happens. And, you know, I loved seeing Joe Spencer throw his arm around him and say, hey, kid, we got you. You know, you're going to be really important to this program. You're the new Feed Five. And – you know, in a few years, especially next year, you're the feature back, and you've got a bright future. So that's neither here nor there. My main feeling is I feel okay. I'm not, you know, there's nothing really that the way I watch our games, feel really all that upset about. There are some things on the decision-making. Like, I don't even want to run to Keyshawn Vaughn there. I guess you got to keep him honest. But keep the ball in the air. That's what works. Let's just keep doing it. I hated the targeting call. I mean, the targeting, my friend Tom sent me the stuff from the officials that says targeting is not just the helmet, it's also the shoulders. And he just targeted his head with the shoulders. That should have been a targeting call. But we were down by 9 then with 2 minutes to go, so we needed 2 scores anyway. But overall, I'm just happy. That was such a fight back. Those two goal line stands in the first half. Like, when does our defense, you know, been like that the last 3 years? You know, really fought, win at the point of attack and stop them from getting 1 yard over and over again. You know, when have we seen a defense getting to the quarterback like they did in the second half and forcing all these plays and nearly forcing turnovers? And, you know, it's all encouraging stuff because a lot of it is done by juniors. Now, there's going to be a rebuild. There's going to be new schemes next year. Who knows, right? You know, who knows if there's going to be if we're even going to get to the point where we have, like, similar enough schemes that it's not kind of overwhelming like what Nebraska's going through right now, like mistakes because everything's different than it's been the last 4 years. And what is that call? And, oh, I was supposed to wait. I thought we've, you know, there's always that in the transition. But for the new coach today, whoever you are, new coach, sitting out there today as you drift off to sleep and you think about a job you might have next year and you flip through some tape of Illinois, Iowa, because ESPN's replaying it at 2 a.m, I think that new coach says, you know, there's some players to work with there. There's a couple offensive tackles I can work with. There's a quarterback I can work with in my first year, definitely. I've got a defensive line. I've got a couple budding stars. Like, there are players there that you can build around immediately. So, I don't know. That's kind of exciting to me. Like, you know, I just want to get there at this point. I'd love to go to a bowl. I'd love to have this team get their bowl swag and get their, you know, go out on top for these seniors. It'd be great. I really hope we can get 2 more wins somewhere along the line. But to lose by 9 on the road to number 22 and fight right to the end with a chance to win, I'm good with that. I'm happy. Go Illini.